This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite tonight to 33 different countries that I've seen so far in the stream. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Gab, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're on Parler the same way when it comes back. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now, from the UndergroundUSA.com podcast and website, is Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to state a pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, huge news broke last night. An aide to Governor Cuomo, apparently his personal secretary, came out and said that the governor had lied and hid nursing home data from the feds so that things didn't look as bad as what they really were.
Yeah, this should not only end his career, it should be the catalyst to remove him from office.
You would think.
This is that important, especially when you're looking at numbers that should have been fed into the CDC. As much as I think the CDC has botched this and gone in erratic directions, the idea that you weren't being ingenuous, it makes him no better than China. It makes them no better than China with data coming out of there about the pandemic and about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to mention skirting the number of people that his ineptitude may have killed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is the public trust is shot, but he lied bald-faced not only to people who are gathering data, mm-hmm. but to the people he's supposed to serve.
Mm-hmm.
That's an impeachable offense,
yeah.
Not the charade that's happening in Washington today.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, man. It's Bill in Sarasota.
Hello, Bill. What can we do for you?
Well, I got a question. I was listening to Larry Elder earlier, and somebody came in with an idea, and they said, well, you know, the Republicans in the Senate should just walk out, and then they wouldn't have a majority. They wouldn't have 67 votes, you know, just the same way Chief Justice Roberts walked out. And I am not sure. I was under the impression, Larry Elder seemed to think it was a good idea, but I was under the impression that it is a 67%, a two-thirds vote of the senators present, not of the entire Senate, that would be required for conviction.
No. We'll get into that. Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you. Okay, now it's 67 votes, I do believe.
You need a supermajority in the Senate. It's not it's not about a quorum.
Nope.
It's about the full body of the Senate.
That is correct.
That said, they can't convict anyway. It's not an impeachment. I was listening to what Senator Mike Lee had to say last night, and as of last night, there's no evidence that John Roberts was even invited to sit.
Right.
You know, there's no tangible evidence. There's no declaration. There is no written piece of paper that has John Roberts refusing to come.
Mm-hmm.
He was just never asked. So that in and of itself makes it not an impeachment hearing.
Correct.
So what we're seeing is it's a media circus in order to be able to beat up Donald Trump, beat up his supporters, beat up Republicans, beat up conservatives. This is a political tactic, just like the impeachment of a president with so many days left in his presidency was.
Now, the one thing they can do that they're talking about is that if they can't go through this impeachment, which I don't believe they're going to, they can turn around and try to censure him. They would only need a majority on that, I believe.
I'm still wondering where the basis is for censuring a private citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, they can say they're doing it retroactively. I don't understand what gives them the power to do anything to a private citizen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not within the legislative branch's purview. The legislative branch is supposed to create law. It's not supposed to go after private citizens. That's the judicial branch's purview.
Mm-hmm.
Is enforcing the law when it comes to private citizens in the United States. The legislative branch has no authority besides crafting law over private citizens.
Right.
And that's what Donald Trump is right now. So, you know, I don't see anything but political theater happening here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree, because Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives Congress the authority to impeach and remove officials, the official words shall be removed upon impeachment and conviction. This only applies to a president or an official that is in office.
And when you look at where the commas are placed, and that's something that all the constitutional scholars will always tell you to look at, the idea of disqualification can only come upon conviction. And that means it has to be for a sitting president. So, you know, this is political theater.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more. Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Check out his podcast over there, too. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And you know, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from all over the place, including the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up into the Midwest, Canada, and Moss Nissan. The reason for that's because they just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, it all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins? Got them. Got one you want to trade in? You're going to get a great value for it, great resale price also. So take advantage and upgrade your ride now. Moss Nissan, the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors all get taken extremely good care of with the You Serve, You Save program. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And while you're there, check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you more money on top of the deal you make. Tell them that when you walk in the door. The captain sent me. And watch and see what happens. All right, Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, back with us. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Biden, number 46, threatened a travel ban, a restriction on some people, talking about states where they were concerned about what they were doing. They weren't following the federal guidelines. One of them is Florida. Then he fired back over here, threatened to lock down Florida, and our governor fired back. And here's what he said. Ladies and gentlemen, you've not heard this until right now. This is brand new information. Governor DeSantis, and God bless him for this, He said, and I quote, "If you think about it, restricting the rights of Americans to travel freely throughout our country while allowing illegal aliens to pour across the southern border unmolested would be a ridiculous but very damaging farce. So we will oppose it 100%. It will not be based in science. It will purely be a political attack against the people of Florida, and we will not back down." Amen, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, and he'll probably get an emergency hearing before the Supreme Court, and the fact would be that the federal government is not treating this state equally.
Nope.
They would necessarily have to lock down every state. And then we get into the constitutionality of him locking down states because of a CDC guideline suggestion. It's not legislated. You can't do that. So, you know, this all comes back to the comparison. You've got Joe Biden saying, "I'll lock down your state. We're going to have mask mandates. You're going to have to do this. You're not going to be able to travel without a vaccine passport." And how did Donald Trump handle the pandemic? He said, "Governors will support any way you want to, but this is an issue for you to take care of in your own state."
Yeah.
And we had someone who followed the Constitution and someone who's ruling like a tyrant.
And consumer spending is booming in the red states like Florida, not the blue states like California, Illinois, and New York.
When you have someone visit from one of those states, you want to see somebody's jaw drop, just take them out to dinner.
Sure.
Go take them to a restaurant. It's foreign to them for a year. They can't do that. They're just starting now in New York and just starting in California because of the political pressure that is on those governors. But they haven't been able to go to a restaurant to get something to eat for just about a year now. So we've got, as the American people, we've got to say enough.
Yep.
You know, when you look at Florida and Texas, the facts are there. The herd immunity works. Open up.
Now,
otherwise, they're going to keep making excuses to keep us closed for 4 years. They're going to keep putting the goalposts down the road for 4 years to control the change they want to make. So this needs to be the line in the sand. The American people have to say, that's enough. We're looking at the science. Everything you're doing is wrong. That's enough.
And folks, I'm talking to Frank Silvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things that he does, and you can find out that nice little – and by the way, they can subscribe to that little daily news piece, right?
Yeah, it's exploding. So get in now and get the headlines without the fluff. That's what we're doing. We're just giving summaries and headlines that actually mean something. There's no, boy, let's see what happened to the Kardashians today. You know, that's not news. So.
All right, well, let's talk about Facebook and Twitter, and I'm going to talk about Facebook first. There's an oversight board on Facebook. You've heard about it, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people can go there and complain about this, and they can appeal their decisions and this, that, and the other. But I found something out yesterday that's even more interesting, because they don't seem to be doing anything about this. But Facebook has been inundated, their oversight board, with about 9 million comments, pro and con, mostly pro, of course, about putting Donald Trump back on Facebook and stop suspending him. Now, we're not even being told about that, but I found out about it accidentally.
You know, they tout this appeals board and the process they have, and now the new advisory board, and all the people who are going to sit down and mull over all of these things. They've reversed one decision. That means they're going to do whatever the hell they want to do anytime they want to do it. Anybody who thinks anything else is kidding themselves. Same with Twitter. They're going to do whatever they want. They're ideologically bent. We need to understand that. And the only way to deal with them is to not take them so seriously. If Facebook's going to censor somebody, move off the platform.
Sure. Go over to Gab. Go over to MeWe. And there you go. Start your new little adventure over there.
We are going to see an explosion explosion of social media platforms and an expansion of the web hosting server platforms like Amazon's AWS and Cloudflare, we're going to start seeing an expansion of all of that because people are saying enough, and they're going to end up diluting the field widely, and the influence of Facebook and Twitter will equalize in the marketplace over a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. They've committed monopolistic suicide.
Mm-hmm. Now,
what they're doing.
Now, you mentioned Twitter, and Twitter did something yesterday which I think is going to come really back to bite them big time. They locked out the founder, James O'Keefe, of Project Veritas, and suspended Project Veritas altogether. Now, we all know what they do with the investigative reports they have. I will tell you right now, I guarantee, and they're already over there. I know they're over there. They were on Parler because I followed them, and they followed me over there. Of course, Parler's coming back, don't know when. But they're also on MeWe and Gab, both of those. So they're over there, so that's where they're going to go.
Yeah, and good for them. You know, they were sprinkling the infield. They wanted a presence on all the platforms. As ones shut down, others will open up. And Project Veritas is, you know, it's guerrilla media. It's guerrilla reporting, but my God, look at what they've exposed over the years. So to try to silence them, that just pretty much seals the fate of Twitter, that they're not just censoring on based on hate or anything else. They're doing it because of politics.
Yeah.
And if if that's the case, then let's censor them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. And don't buy anything off their platforms. That's another thing.
Yep.
There won't be anybody advertising them if you don't buy anything.
You know, if your ability to reach the people goes down, you're not going to sell your ad space, or your ad value will go down.
And so I will
just make that happen.
And I will say something that has been brought to light lately. A lot of things pop up on Facebook for being ads, and, you know, the prices are really great for this, that, and the other. Mm. Buy this light, buy that, whatever. Okay, did you know that a lot of that stuff was made in China, and they're not telling you?
Almost 90% of that.
And they're not telling you. Not telling you. Nope.
So if you have this miracle flashlight, make sure you understand not to buy it because it's coming from Beijing.
There's Frank and his radio voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah. Okay, well, real quick, we'll wind up with this one. Speaking of China has banned the BBC World News after their horrifying Uyghur concentration camp revelations with the report they put out there. Well, it's true.
Yeah, and this Uyghur situation, if you thought that it couldn't happen again, the genocide of the Jews and Nazi Germany, this is happening in China.
All right, I will talk to you on Monday. Stay warm.
Stay warm.
Okay, Frank Salvato, he's up there in the panhandle, so when I said stay warm, I was kind of being facetious. He doesn't need to worry about it up there, but I'll tell you what, if you're north of I-70, good God almighty, break out the winter coats, the firewood, and get ready. If you're north of I-80, shoo!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 9,000 recovering COVID-19 patients in New York were released from hospitals into nursing homes during the early days of the pandemic. The infected patients were released to nursing homes under a directive from Governor Andrew Cuomo's office. The new number, as reported by the Associated Press, is 40% higher than what had previously been released by New York officials. President Biden on Thursday slammed President Trump for not doing his job. His complaint is the former president didn't order enough vaccines, he didn't mobilize enough people to administer the shots, and he didn't set up federal vaccine centers where eligible people could go to get their shots. Biden went on to say the U.S. is on track to have enough supply of the vaccine to inoculate 300 million Americans by the end of July. A grand jury declined to indict Buffalo, New York police officers Robert McCabe and Aaron Torgalski on felony assault charges for pushing a 75-year-old Martin Gugino during a Black Lives Matter protest in June of 2020. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gathering. They're outside the window. Hundreds of people. Because coming up right now, we're going to talk about all the good things that you need to know when it comes to the impeachment route that people are trying to do. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Two Guys Gun Shows. I'll be down again in Sarasota tomorrow from 10 to 2. Come on down. They're there at the Robarts Arena at Fruitville and Tuttle, the Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 3, Sunday, and the concealed carry class is going on too. If you want to sign up and get in there early, go to the website, twoguysshows.com. Get your ticket there. Print it off the website, twoguysshows.com. Save yourself some money at the door on the ticket price. Now, joining us right now, we have our conservative attorney and Republican consultant who happens to be Amanda Mackey, who the name, if it sounds familiar, it is, because she ran for the Florida 13th Congressional District back last year, right?
That's right.
All righty. Well, I'm going to run something by you, and I'm going to ask you what you think. This is a quote from Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other crimes, high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, that is what it says, word for word, with the commas and all the places where I hesitated, Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives Congress the authority to impeach and remove officials. But note the actual words say, quote, shall be removed, comma, upon impeachment, comma, and conviction, period. Now, this includes the authority to remove a president, but it says not one word about removing a president who's left office, who's now a private citizen. Your turn.
That's exactly right. look, that is something that they have not been able to even address. Notice that they've never talked about that during this now 4 days that they had to explain what gives them constitutional grounds to go after a private citizen.
Mm-hmm.
If there is an issue, how come there are no other, you know, cases out there going against the president? If there is really a criminal matter here, how come there haven't been any other cases filed around the country?
Mm-hmm.
But that is how you actually prosecute a private citizen like you, like me,
mm-hmm.
like someone who was formerly a president.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you read the Constitution, they have no standing.
No.
You have to have standing to bring something like this. Never mind the fact that every video evidence, that video evidence that they brought in, the rioters, what they did was paid a fancy company to put together a fancy video, made for TV video like that, which I'll give them credit. That's a great splicing of everything.
Mm-hmm.
They made sure not to include certain things there too, like when the president said, let's peacefully and patriotically march up to the Capitol. They specifically left that out, which in a real courtroom, if this was a trial where he was actually being given, you know, real due process, they would have to provide any kind of evidence that would benefit him. That is actually something they are required to do.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers are required to provide that information under their ethical obligation. So you can see what a kangaroo court this has become.
Yeah.
You present a video, 13-minute video of just a horrific day at the Capitol. And I know, I worked there. This is scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there were chills down the spines of every single person in that building, from the janitor on up. But that doesn't take away from the fact that you're blaming one person for what happened that day.
You've been to a number of presidential rallies that the president had around Florida, right?
Yeah.
Okay, me too. The first thing I noticed was the way the people that were dressed by the front door of the Capitol and the ones that went busting in the door to get in there. Those were not Trump people. I don't care what you have to say, they weren't Trump people. The Trump people didn't show up dressed in fatigues and wearing combat garb and helmets and ball bats and this, that, and the other, all that stuff. That's not what we did. We were dressed up in red, white, and blue, very patriotic, because that's what the Trump people are.
Right, but I don't think you can say, well, you're a Trump person. No, you're not a Trump person. That doesn't matter. What matters, if someone wants to say, I'm a Trump person and I went and did something crazy because I'm a Trump person, I mean, that has no bearing. You can't say that's Trump's fault. What Trump said that day is very clear. It's on video.
Mm-hmm.
Go back and listen to it. Listen to it 100 times. The words aren't going to change. Let's peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol. Now, what have they done in this impeachment trial? They have widened the scope. Let's go back and let's go through every single tweet someone has sent. Well, you know, this is typical trial attorney work, right? This is what, you know, typical of them to do is to say, let's go back and everything that this guy has ever said, we're going to paint him as, you know, someone who would have caused this.
Well, here's what I would do if I was one of the defense attorneys for the president. I would take every tape I could get of Maxine Waters, of anybody else that was threatening the president, regardless of who it was, Charlie Schumer on the steps that day, we're going to get you, Kavanaugh, we're coming after you, Gorsuch, and all, and I would definitely throw that right back in their faces and say, okay, here you go. Are we going to impeach them, too, for what they said?
Well, that's exactly right. So Kamala Harris, as recent as this summer, I mean, look back at what happened this summer. The, you know, streets were being looted, rioted, buildings are burning, and you have the anchor from MSNBC, Ali Velshi, standing there and saying, it's a largely a peaceful protest. There's literally a huge, you as a firefighter, there's literally a huge flame you know, flames in the behind him.
This
is how they're portraying it.
George is chiming in, and he's saying some of these people that were not Trump folks were there with their backpacks. They had ropes, climbing equipment to scale the walls. I know, George. I saw them put together a grappling hook, you know, that was folded up so they could throw it up over the top and pull themselves up over the wall.
Wow. The people that were doing what they were doing, you know, it doesn't matter who they were or how they label themselves. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day they're a Trump person, maybe they're not. The point is that criminals have to be prosecuted for what they do. You're not allowed to go into a federal government building and steal people's stuff, steal the things that belong to someone's office.
Right.
You don't do that in someone's private office. You don't do that in the government. So prosecute these people who are complete idiots and did what they did that day. But the reality is we're focusing on the impeachment, and, you know, they have not presented anything other than a bunch of tweets, you know, putting every tweet that the president has under a microscope and saying, see his words from, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, what he said and what he did, he's responsible. How can you lay this blame on one person?
Well, you can't.
I mean, you can't. But they're going to try and portray that, look, what happened is awful. It is. And everyone in that room knows it. And playing these videos and playing these graphic images, they lived it. They know what happened that day. But if you want to prosecute someone, you bring it as a criminal matter. There's not a single criminal case. And I don't think that the impeachment managers have done anything other than tug at the heartstrings of people who went through a very tragic day.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got about a minute left, and I want to toss this out there. If the Democrats can't get this done, they've threatened to go after censure or even the 14th Amendment.
They will stop at nothing. We are in a COVID economy right now. We're lucky here in Florida. We're doing great, but much of the country is suffering because of Democrat mayors and governors who have stifled and stopped their economies. Students are literally, there was a 12-year-old in Texas who killed himself yesterday because he suffered from depression as a result of not being in school, not being surrounded around friends, you know, colleagues, classmates, whatever. This is the problem that we have right now in the country, is that schools are closed. Economies are shuttered, and what are the Democrats doing? They can't stop until they get a pound of flesh from a president who hasn't really said a word in almost a month. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have his social media platforms. Why are you still going after him? He basically has no voice.
Yeah. All right, well, listen.
This just tells you how political this is.
Listen, the music's going to start out my ear here, so I want to get the website out there. Well, I don't have to compete with the music. It's Amanda Mackey, MAKKI.com, AmandaMackey.com. People can go over there and see what you're doing. You got your television interviews over there.
Yeah, and I'll be on Newsmax this morning at 6:30, 7 a.m., and 8 a.m.
All right. Look forward to seeing you. Okay,
well,
have yourself a good day.
Go Bucks.
All right, that's Amanda Mackey. Amanda Mackey, and she's got a lot to offer. I'm telling you, she's sharp when it comes to what we were just talking about there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
By the way, Concealed Carry Magazine comes when you become a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Find out more about them on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch. But right now, this segment is being brought to you by our buddies down at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all of their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will indeed offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. So stop by and see General the Gang in a store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the Captain sent ya.
And here's the
that's the Soul Circus Cowboys. That was the song they played on the field last week before the team started the game. And that's We're Gonna Buck You Up. And joining us right now, Mr. Tampa Bay Bucks number one fan in the whole wide world, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. Well, I'm a big fan this week of the Daytona 500. Can Denny Hamlin go three in a row? We shall see. You know, guy's been on fire at that track. He loves it there. We've got our local flavor in the Tampa Bay area from Eric Amarillo. And we'll see if Mr. Harvick.
Who won that race last night?
Mr. Amarillo.
So he's, and by the way, he's done very well in Daytona when he's been able to stick in it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's nice to root in the local guys when you can. It's like everybody out there across the country listens to the show. I'm sure they have the local guy they root in from Florida to Alaska.
Well, Sunday I'm going to have a treat when I show up to say hello.
All right. I'm looking forward. Yeah, please catch our show from 11 to 12 on this great station on Sunday mornings.
All right, so let's go with Daytona, and then we'll get over to, by the way, Tom Brady's going to have knee surgery?
Yeah, they're probably going to scope it. You could see his left knee he was wearing during the parade.
Tommy Copper.
Yeah, and trying to get it going. So, yeah, it could be tomorrow. I'm sure he's just going to get it scoped and cleaned up, make sure it's all good, and he wants to come back and get another shot, see if they can repeat. So, got to take your head off to them for that. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next year. It's going to be talking about Tom Brady, who's the quarterback carousel now in the National Football League. You don't know who's going where or who's going to end up where. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, you know, very play out over the next month and a half before the draft.
What do you think they're going to do in Atlanta? Because we got our Rashid there. Do you think he's going to stick around, or is he going?
No, he won't be the head coach. I'm curious to what's going to happen with Matt Ryan, if they're going to bring somebody in. I think they're going to have to draft a quarterback in Atlanta for all our Falcons fans up there. And we're going to see what happens. You know, there's talk about Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay, 49ers, John Watson going up to New England. There's just a lot of talk. Russell Wilson from Seattle, Lord knows where he's going to show up. I tell you, it worked out for the Bucks picking up Brady for them to go the distance.
If they can keep that team together, I say look out if they can keep that team together.
Well, no question about it, Matt. And the reason being, and the guys are willing to renegotiate their contracts to fit under the salary cap so they can stay as a unit. So you got a bunch of guys there that are team players, which, you know, it's going to vote well.
Well, Mike Evans told him, says, take some of my money to keep these guys here. I heard him. There was a quote.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, head off. You know, right. I see some other interesting thing I'm sure you may have talked about in the NBA. You know, Mark Cuban.
I don't care about the NBA come hell or high water because of the national anthem thing again that surfaced again. And Cuban, they need to take that team away from
them. Well, the good news is, Captain Adam Silver, the commissioner, said no, everybody will be playing the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But we didn't know that they weren't playing it to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. So that was good that he stepped in and said, no, it's not going to work.
By the way, the Tampa Bay Rays added Chris Archer. He came back after being with the Pirates for a couple of years.
Yes. And, we're going to see what happens.
There's a lot of moves going on in baseball right now, Major League Baseball.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, now Snell and Martin have left the Rays. That's 30 games of wins, really. Those guys are good for 15 each. So now you're going to have to make that up. Can Archer make up 15 of them? Yeah. So now you have to get another 15, because without that, they won't be in the playoffs.
Well, Archer has the potential to be a 20-game winner. He came real close to 1 year there.
Yes.
Actually, a couple years,
It's tough to do that. I'm just trying to keep it realistic with the numbers. I mean, you could say Morgan Snell could have won 40 games, but I don't want to go that crazy. So I think we've lost 30 games, the Rays, and they should pick up 15 with Archer, and they're going to have to find a couple other pitchers. because that pitching staff was rock solid. That's what got them into the World Series. Well, it's always been that way with baseball, but you need to hit nowadays, too. The days of 2-1, 1-0, Captain, they're not there anymore for a lot of reasons. The ballparks are smaller, the balls are juiced, the guys are stronger. So that's why it's so important to
have. And how about hockey?
Lightning have been playing well. Tough game yesterday against the Panthers, but they're hanging in there. They're looking good. They could repeat. Tampa Bay's got a lot of great sports going on.
Okay, well we got a dash, and I'll talk to you on Monday, but I'll see you on Sunday.
God bless you, Captain. Everybody be safe this weekend. Thank you.
All righty. Daytona 500 coming up on Saturday. Don't forget about that. And by the way, here is what Patrick Hylan does.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hylan. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
By the way, tomorrow, don't forget, I will be down in Sarasota from 10 to 2. The doors open at 9 at Robarts Arena for the Two Guys Gun Show down there. It's actually called the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show because they happen to have a lot of knives there, guns, swords, military surplus stuff, bows and arrows, fishing equipment, camping equipment. You never know what you're going to find there until you show up and you take a look and you see what's going on. But twoguysshows.com is the website, twoguysshows.com. You can go over there. You can print up an early ticket, save yourself some money when you walk up to the door. That's a good idea. And you can see where the other shows are going to be and communicate with them if you need to over there, too. So I'll be there tomorrow from 10 to 2. See you there, and always look forward to seeing our friends down there in Sarasota at the gun show. Now, it's been an interesting week. A lot of things have transpired this week. It's just been one thing after another after another. And this impeachment thing that's been dragging on here for the last few days, it's going to go away. They're not going to impeach Donald Trump. It's been a waste of money, a waste of time. The hypocrisy that we've seen has been just unbelievable. The doctoring of the video that's been out there and the things they put forth and trying to make it look like one thing when it's something totally different. All you got to do is change a few words or twist things around one way or another and you got what you got. It's just an unbelievable circumstance. And I think the people get it, and I believe the senators are going to get it, too. They're not going to get what they need to have to do what they need to do. So then what do? Well, if they're smart, they'll drop the thing, and they'll go back to what they did before, and that's try to legislate. Because we, the people, are watching. And they don't seem to realize what that means. Watching means we are watching what they are doing, and they're not doing the business of we, the people. They're not. They may think they are, but they're doing their own little personal agenda here. So, I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m., and I'll see a whole bunch of you tomorrow, Saturday, down there in Sarasota, Robarts Arena. Have yourself a great day. Stay warm. Going to be a gorgeous day. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.